Who's down for some quality weekend filler? Hi, I'm Johnny Mack, host of Daily Comedy News, and sometimes on the weekend, I like to take a day off and I pre-record something. So today for you, it is from Yard Barker. It's the 20 best Comedy Central roast jokes of all time. Here's one. Bill Engvall roasting Jeff Foxworthy. Bill Engvall said, "If you shot everything but a successful TV show, you might be Jeff Foxworthy." That's pretty good. And it would probably be better in my half-assed Jeff Foxworthy going, "If you shot everything but a successful TV show, you might be Jeff Foxworthy." Bill said near the end he wanted me to be on the show. And I said, "Yeah, that's like being the fifth pallbearer for a four-handle casket." Greg Giraldo congratulated Chevy Chase on making three great movies and 40 crappy ones. "You've made 40 movies and Al Franken is the biggest movie star who showed up. An OJ roast would have had more star power." Norm MacDonald roasted Bob Saget saying, "Bob has a beautiful face like a flower." Yeah, cauliflower. Norm even cut out words you can say on TV. "What the H?" instead of "hell." He clearly upended the roast, but after all, aren't you supposed to say nice things about your friends? Jeff Ross on Pamela Anderson. "How is it that Courtney Love looks worse than Kurt Cobain right now?" Yikes. Snoop Dogg on Donald Trump. Snoop said Trump had ruined more models' lives than bulimia. "You've disappointed more women than Sex and the City 2. Those are good jokes. Snoop predicted that Donald Trump would run for president and said, "Why not? It wouldn't be the first time he pushed a black family out of their home." Martha Stewart roasted Justin Bieber. Martha Stewart said, "Let's get to the reason I'm here tonight, which is to give Justin Bieber some tips to use when he inevitably ends up in prison. I've been in lockup and you wouldn't last a week, so pay attention. The first thing you'll need is a shank. I made mine out of a pintail comb and a pack of gum. It's so simple. I found Bubblicious works best and it's so much fun to say." Anthony Jeselnik, uh-oh, on Charlie Sheen, double uh-oh. Jeselnik, "The only reason you got on TV in the first place is because God hates Michael J. Fox." Woo-hoo-hoo. He also said that every moment of Charlie Sheen's life feels like the first 2 minutes of Law & Order SVU. Amy Schumer on Charlie Sheen said Charlie's wives were like soldiers in Vietnam, constantly afraid of being killed by Charlie. And this next one's great. Charlie, "You get a bad rap, but you're just like Bruce Willis. You know, you were big in the 80s, and now your old slot's being filled with Ashton Kutcher." Look it up. Look it up. Google it. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog on Rob Reiner. Triumph made fun of Rob Reiner's weight, saying, "I'm actually sorry to see you showed up tonight. I won't be getting any table scraps. You're like Orson Welles without all that genius baggage. And even David Crosby thinks you've let yourself go." Betty White on William Shatner. Betty said, "I once had sex with William Shatner. I remember he was up on top of me huffing and puffing, and I'm like, you better wrap it up, Bill. The roast is going to start any minute." George Takei on William Shatner. George said, "My name is George Takei, not Takai, like you've insisted on pronouncing it for the last 40 years. Remember, Takei, like in toupee." After that, your grandmother's Facebook page was never the same. Natasha Leggero went in on James Franco saying, "James Franco, acting, teaching, directing, writing, producing, photography, soundtracks, editing. Is there anything you can do?" Joan Rivers went in on Tom Arnold saying, "You were in Betty Ford more times than Gerald was." Jimmy Kimmel made fun of Flavor Flav. He said that Flav looked like an open casket memorial for James Brown. He listed all of Flav's children and grandchildren before announcing that Flav was responsible for more black unemployment than Hurricane Katrina. Whitney Cummings made fun of Pamela Anderson, saying, "Pam, you've slept with Brett Michaels, Tommy Lee, and Kid Rock. Why don't you just save yourself some time and drink a vat of Magic Johnson's blood?" Wow. Joseph Gordon-Levitt made fun of Bruce Willis. "Bruce, you were so good in The Sixth Sense. How did you pretend not to care while a 10-year-old acted circles around you?" He also made fun of Ed Norton, saying, "Who could forget Ed as the Incredible Hulk?" Well, the Avengers franchise, that's who. Let's give him a round of applause. I know Mark Ruffalo does every night. That's great. Alec Baldwin made fun of Adam Carolla, saying, "Adam hosted a show for car geeks called Top Gear. His favorite episode was finding the most fuel-efficient car to drive into a crowd in Charlottesville." Yikes. Alec Baldwin's daughter, Ireland, ripped Alex, calling her father more than some lunatic that loses his temper. He also loses Emmys and Oscars in custody of his firstborn child. Yikes. Chris Redd made fun of NBA star Blake Griffin, saying he looked like nine different races all working together to make sure you never win a championship. Al Franken made fun of Chevy Chase, saying, "Chevy's an arrogant prick. No one laughed harder than Chevy when the town of Chevy Chase, Maryland, tried to change its name to Not Funny Maryland." And from the laugh button, Nikki Glaser recently spoke about roasts, saying, "People always ask me how I can write such mean roast jokes. I didn't know what to say because I really didn't know. And then I realized it's because I've been roasting myself for my entire life. I've been saying the meanest, most creative things and just specific insults to myself in the mirror since I knew that being attractive got you things in life. I don't know when you realize that. 11? And so that's when I started roasting myself. I have roast jokes written for myself that literally would be the jokes of the roast if I gave them to other comics to do because they're so specific and good. A couple comics have gotten that close to the specificity of the roast I could do for myself. But everything comes from a place of insecurity, and I can still access that because I was there for so long and I still go there a lot. Roasts are the best, though, because it's just jokes. You don't have to sit through exposition or character development. It's just joke, joke, joke. Watching Mitch Hedberg or Stephen Wright, those are my favorite comics. Dan Monty, Anthony Jeselnik. Give me more jokes per minute than you think I can handle. That's what I love about roasts. And the Bob Saget roast with Norm Macdonald just going full sincere. They weren't even jokes. They were all puns. They were jokes your dentist would make to make you more comfortable. They were so bad and people were confused and it was so brilliant. I love Norm Macdonald. That was performance art. The women of roasts have always been, for me, some of the very best. Lisa Lampanelli, Whitney Cummings, Amy Schumer, Natasha Leggero, Sarah Silverman. I'm in a group of women where I feel like one of those girls at the Academy Awards. I don't deserve to be here. Same with these women. I looked up to them so much and I've studied so many clips leading up to my performances. She says she's never nervous to roast anyone. People sign up to do it. They know what they're in for. And if they don't, then they haven't done their research. There's so many roasts that they could have watched on YouTube and seen how vicious it gets. So never feel like, oh, I'm nervous about saying this to that person. Well, I don't want to say never because there are certain jokes where I go, ah, this might suck to sit next to this person for the rest of the night. But I always go first, which I love because I can split an edible with Ed Norton and then the rest of the show, we're done with our sets and we have a really good time. It's so fun to be done with your set right away. In doing that, you've also just insulted these people that you have to hang out with all night and they're on stage without their handlers. So we're all alone. You're sitting with Martha Stewart with no assistance, no people checking in on us, and the commercial breaks are as long as actual commercial breaks. Let's do a couple quick reviews of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. The Age has been checking out some shows there. Stuart Dahlman is at Trades Hall until the 18th. They gave it 3 stars of Stuart's show. They said, comedy tastes vary. If your palate is restricted to white bread with no crust, you might as well skip to the next review right now. Yikes. If you're the sort who'd try Camembert and dark chocolate on open rye, however, check another star in the rating above. All right, 4 stars then. Stuart Dahlman comes across like an 80s IT expert, hopped up on too many 7-Eleven coffees, a hyperkinetic outsider who switches in an instant from the festival's best yoga-based pun to bush poo material to a bracing Nessun Dorma delivery. Don't know what a Nessun Dorma delivery is. Australian reference, I assume. Usually, Stuart Dahlman's shows are high concept and effects heavy, but this year he makes plain what many comedians are thinking. Why plan? Is the festival even happening? As a result, it's a wild hour of abstracted thoughts, half-formed gags, and on-the-fly riffs that move like a dirt bike careening down a gully, forever threatening to crash spectacularly. More than once, you may ask, is this a bit, or is he falling apart? That's my favorite kind of show, actually. That sounds pretty good. Stuart Dahlman at Trades Hall until the 18th, if you are in Melbourne. If you're not in Melbourne, you're probably not going to be able to get there. Pandemic and stuff. They also reviewed a show by Ivan Aristeguieta. That show's called Pinata. That's at the Athenaeum Theater, also until April 18th. So again, if you're in Melbourne, you should go. Ivan is a Venezuelan expat and the kind of pal you'd want if we go into lockdown again. He decries the cynicism of Australian media who complained that Australia was ranked 8th in the world for COVID-19 response. There are 194 other countries. The 42-year-old grinning machine takes us into the roughest period of his life when depression became a tear-tattooed Chicano gangster. This led him to visit the land of the rising sun, where he said hello kitty and goodbye black dog. Pinata is a step up into wholesome, satisfying, but not safe territory that revolves around the relationship with his mother, 2 perplexing, painful separations, and his adorable love story of finally finding a partner who has opinions on flatulence. This is a vibrant, energetic hour. Sounds a little out there, but they gave it 4 stars. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your shows. Do me a favor, tell a friend you like the show, and I'll appreciate you. See you tomorrow.